Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
John, oddly enough, today's the last day of the legislative session in Missouri.
It's done, buddy.
But yesterday. Guess what? They ended yesterday.
Yeah.
Unheard of. I can't ever recall a session ending early.
Well, the 15th was the target date, and a lot of things happened. This was a very...
No, they had till... Didn't they go till Friday night?
They used to, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway... a very productive legislative session, and joining us to talk about it is State Representative from Chesterfield, District 101, Representative Ben Keithley. Ben, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's good to be a day early and still have plenty of work to show for the people of Missouri.
Yeah, a lot of stuff got done, and that's typical, the first session after a gubernatorial election. Governor Kehoe's top priority was his ability to appoint 4 of the 5 members of the St. Louis City Police Board. Do you consider that the biggest accomplishment this past session?
Well, I think there were things that were certainly maybe bigger lifts to get through, evidenced by, you know, needing a couple PQs in the Senate. But I think there's quite a few big accomplishments. It's hard to pick one out. But that was certainly always, I think, for most myself and a lot of other St. Louis area reps and senators, that was always has always been a priority for a while. So to see that get done and have that get done early in session was great.
And there were some other public safety related legislation that passed as well.
Yes, yeah, a lot of good increased standards, just things that'll make it easier, streamlining police, helping for police retention, and attracting new police officers to our state. A lot of important measures. Public safety is something we really got to improve. We know that, especially on this side of the state. It's holding us back economically and really affecting quality of life. So it was a priority for me. It was a priority for a lot of us, and a lot of significant movement on it. I was happy to see.
Representative, you made reference to the use of a procedural movement in the Senate, rarely used, to call the question and force the two issues to go back to the ballot that the voters just voted on and supported and passed. What was the logic of the representatives and wanting to go back and try to overturn what the voters have already passed?
Well, it's always tricky with ballot initiatives. And I'd say it's saying overturning what the people passed. I mean, it always has to go back. It has to go back to the people, particularly when we're talking about the Amendment 3 adjustments that have been made. There's no over the people are going to have to make the ultimate decision anyway. Anything we did still has to go back to the people. They'll still have their say. But the problem with ballot proposals is people don't see everything that's in them. We produce sometimes, you know, 30 and 40 pages worth of initiative petitions and referendums. We go to the voters and they have to decide what is in those pages and pages in just 50 words. The summaries aren't always the greatest for alerting the voters to everything. It's hard to really see how the full impact's going to be. In this case, I think those two proposals left the state in a way where I think there were a lot of unintended consequences that the voters were not made aware of properly in the ballot language. And so adjustments need to be made in both those bills.
One of the other big focuses of the legislative session is the budget. This year's budget had some constraints, is there any major changes in the budget that are going to affect the daily lives of Missourians?
Well, one big change I was happy to see was the increase in the empowerment scholarship numbers. We took that to $50 million successfully. That was a big showdown between the House and the Senate. Happy to see the House position win out on that and make more scholarship opportunities available for students and increase educational choices for families and students throughout Missouri.
A lot of focus on education as well this session. Now, the open enrollment bill, which would have allowed public school districts who are willing to accept non-resident students, give them the ability to do so. That did not pass, but you did pass some pretty significant reforms, including fully funding the state's foundation formula.
Right, and that's a big increase to the foundation formula over that time from Senate Bill Andrew Koenig, Senate Bill 727 last year. A lot of changes to the foundation formula resulted in a much more difficult path to really fully funding it, but we were able to do that in this year's budget, along with that increased empowerment scholarship money I just talked about. But a lot of other good pieces that got through, a lot of good protections and expansion of rights for homeschooled students, allowing them to participate in extracurriculars and athletics. I myself had a expansion of the Recovery High School program that'll hopefully add to some more options to make sure students don't have to leave, our high schoolers don't have to leave school for other reasons. There were a lot of good small stuff, big stuff that happened on the education front. Wish we could have gotten open enrollment, but some other great stuff happening.
Well, maybe next year. That's State Representative Ben Keithley from Chesterfield, District 101. Thanks so much for spending some time and informing us today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.